The healthcare overhaul, proposed by Republican U.S. House leaders and backed by President Donald Trump, would eventually terminate Medicaid expansion and change the way tax credits are doled out. Governor John Kasich fears this means 700,000 Ohioans who currently have health insurance under expanded Medicaid would be left stranded. To Kasich, the best path forward would be for congressional Republicans and Democrats to come together with a compromise.
With one party trying to jam these things through, you're going to end up with a continued political fight, and will not allow us to then move to the next stage, which is to deal with the rising health care costs we see in our country.
Kasich has been touting the way Ohio was able to take federal funding to expand coverage under Medicaid while still reining in the costs. Medicaid is by far the biggest chunk of the state budget, which is currently working its way through the legislature. Kasich says if Congress continues with its plan, the state of Ohio wouldn't be able to make up the difference.
You know, we don't have the money to make up, for example, on the Medicaid side, potentially, you know, $1 billion, $1.5 billion. We can't do that. It's really, really expensive. So there'll be a lot of people that will go without coverage, and it won't be good.
A report from the Center for Community Solutions says if the current plan passes, Ohio could lose up to $26 billion in federal funding for Medicaid over the span of 6 years, starting in 2019. Including as much as $2 billion annually for Medicaid expansion alone. Kasich points out that the plan would phase out Medicaid expansion beginning in 2020. Other Republicans, such as Congressman Jim Jordan of Western Ohio, are still pursuing an outright repeal of Obamacare, and with that, the expansion. Andy Chow, at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.